we want to empower people to reach out to their neighbors. Now, I pre-assembled 100 gift bags, and these gift bags held a coffee mug, high quality coffee grounds, and a bag of traditional trail mix and a matching bowl. Now, these gift bags were picked up by people at the church and personally delivered to their very own neighbors. Now, again, these bags were free of charge to the members of the church with one simple request: stories. We wanted their stories. Now, again, I was blown away by the response and by the flood of positive reports. Neighbors who had lived next to one another for a dozen years and didn't even know each other's first names. They had just basically waved at one another from a distance, if that. Once a simple gift bag broke the ice, their relationship had a starting point. Families from the church were invited into their neighbors' homes and conversations ensued. One family reported their conversation lasted for over 90 minutes, and it was overwhelmingly a positive experience. Now, please note, there was no agenda. There was no sharing of the four spiritual laws and seeking to show their neighbor how much they needed a savior at this initial meeting. You see, this was just a good work. This was an effort of cultivation. The gift bag was a simple and inexpensive vehicle that allowed for people to make a good deposit of goodwill. Now, there was not an invitation to the church inside of the bag, and there was not even a gospel tract at the bottom of the bag, only to be discovered by an unsuspecting neighbor later that day. This was simply seeking to build a bridge with a neighbor. Good works leads to goodwill, which allows us at the right time that God orchestrates to share the good news. Now, I have some additional downloadable resources that I have set up and how I set up this gift bag strategy. In addition, I've provided for you some of the exact stories for how this made a huge, huge impact in people's very own neighborhoods. Check it out.